Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As a mom, vegan of 20 years, and entrepreneur, I need a lot of energy. And I turn to Athletic Greens to help me out. Athletic Greens is part of the daily nutrition regimen for thousands of top performers, professional athletes, and health-conscious go-getters worldwide, including USA cycling and endurance athletes. So I knew I would trust them. It's developed from a complex blend of 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food-sourced ingredients. And it's a comprehensive all-in-one greens powder engineered to fill the nutritional gaps in your diet and support your body's nutritional needs across the four pillars of health: gut health, immune system, energy, and recovery. And these are all things that I'm super interested in. I put a scoop in my smoothie in the morning, and it feels amazing to know that I'm set up to feel my best and sustain my energy all day long. Try for yourself at athleticgreens.com/lityoga. That's athleticgreens.com/lityoga, and get lit up. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Lit Yoga podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter and safer movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Welcome to Monday Motivation. Today's motivation is about how strength can make you thrive. So I was looking through my notebook. I have many, many notebooks. If you know me, you might know that. And I have written down classes and quotes and, you know, list of things to do, goals, aspirations. I kind of have all these different writings. And I came across this and it was like, this is a great quote to take on today. I just really felt like I needed it. We just went through a time change, you know, the daylight savings, and I've talked about transitioning to new seasons, but I think the world is collectively feeling a lot right now. And our coping mechanisms are being challenged while our stress is being elevated. And I think it's just here to stay for a while. And I know that for me, in those times where there's a lot in the pot going on, boiling, if I step back and just look at some poem or quote or perspective from people who have lived before us, because all of these feelings have occurred before. They're not new. They're just being experienced in a different way. And that humanness is there and people have lived it. And so I love to hear what other people have written about it. So I remember writing this down, and I don't know who said it. It's probably been said many times, which is, strength makes you thrive. And it's this idea that structure or strength, because strength has a structure to it. You know, you can't knock it over, or you can't melt it down or have it fall apart. So, you know, there's structure that then allows our energy, our creativity, our compassion, our desires, our aspirations to flourish, because there's a structure that contains that gives it form. And that's my interpretation of this strength making you thrive. Because we all know what it feels like to not be strong. And I'm not just talking physically strong, but I will always preach that there is inevitably a connection between your physical and mental strength. But strong in the ways that help us, that guide us through life, especially when there are these heightened moments of stress, our coping mechanisms are low. It's these, the fortitude to thrive, not just survive, but to thrive and grow and improve ourselves. So researchers, interestingly, have reviewed what has been shown to help human beings thrive. And again, it's nice to know in throughout these periods of time, we do experience similar heightened senses of stress, challenges, dips in our energy. It all depends on the era and the environmental factors, as well as the personal factors. But there are still some common threads throughout the civilization that human beings have these traits for thriving. So one of these is a positive perspective, which when I say that, I sometimes kind of grit my teeth a little bit because I think positive, a lot of people immediately associate with not being negative, being overly chipper, not being completely honest with your feelings. You're just going to gloss over stuff. So it's a little saccharine. And positive really, from the people that have done the research, and I've had people with positive psychology backgrounds on here before, but it really is about there is an optimism that you're not always looking at every valley and ditch and speed bump that you're just laid out. And that's part of thriving, is this resiliency that comes from this perspective of being more, I guess, willing to be hopeful, to be optimistic, to see that this is a time period where I'm struggling and I have some skills, I have some habits that will help me continue and instead of quitting. And so that's part of this deep character strength that we talk about with strength. You know, strength is mental, it is physical, and there is a central character of strength that allows you to stay more positive, which is confident and resilient, optimistic. And so these have been shown, this positive perspective has been shown to help people thrive, which makes sense. If you, every time you fell down, you immediately wanted to quit or think that, you know, you have it the worst, and this kind of negative outlook, it would be hard to thrive because you're kind of, in a way, you would be your own worst enemy. Whereas with the container of strength that I was talking about, the structure, there can be variability within that. You know, you're still holding on to who you are, but there can be, you know, you can get shaken up a little bit, so to speak, but you're not going to drain. You're not going to drain out of that structure. So what were some other strengths that were needed for thriving as human beings? This connection to something that is bigger than yourself. So, and that could be community. It could be spirituality. It could be religion. It could be a practice of gratitude. You know, all of these ways of recognizing your place in the world. And that is actually very powerful when we recognize that there is a much bigger kind of picture than our everyday life. That helps us thrive. Because in a way, if we have that, and that's really emboldened, this kind of, again, this character strength, we won't tend to get knocked over by the personal, you know, letdowns and moments of struggle, because there is a sense that there is something bigger, and that's going to keep you fortified and give you the sustenance to continue on and thrive. Again, not just survive, but just to thrive, because you'll keep coming back to that inner strength that has that sense that, you know, that life is not just about me and my problems and me-ness, but there is this much bigger picture. So that is another attribute that has been identified with the research. Research has also shown that people are motivated by their own natural talents or interest, which totally makes sense, right? We're going to, and that is, I remember listening to a lecture decades ago about kids that were given reading tools who were slow readers. And then kids that were given those same reading tools, like for speed reading, who were really good readers already. And I don't know, I can't remember the statistics, but what it was the kids that were slow readers improved, you know, something like 40%. But the kids who are already really good readers improved like 150%. And the whole point of this lecture that I went to was to say, like, you actually need to leverage your strengths. And by leveraging your strengths, you're going to go a lot farther. And so the research has also showed that people are more motivated around their strengths and talents. And that makes sense because these are kind of the sparks for thriving, not just kind of getting through the day, but actually really doing well, whether it's in some kind of talent or passion or hobby or in the workplace. Identify your strengths. So I'm not going to talk any more about the idea of thriving, but how now can we bring this idea of strength helping us thrive into a practice? And so many of you that are listening already are probably doing this. But I think it's really important to recognize and just reinforce this, especially when we have these time changes at this time in our kind of global conscious energy. It feels like there's a heavy load of things happening in the world. And again, this is not new, but we're experiencing it as a new thing for us. And that, knowing the things that will help us thrive, will help us practice those things. So how do we practice those character strengths? How do we practice getting stronger and feeling stronger and then really feeling the effects of that strength? So as you can imagine, one of the first things I would recommend is recognizing, of course, that your physical strength and your mental strength are connected. This totally makes sense, right? When we just think about when you exercise and how you feel. You exercise, your body releases these wonderful hormones that I've spoken about before and you've read about, the endorphins, the dopamine, the serotonin. And these hormones create the action reward cycle that is spoken about with a lot of habit formations. And so it's feeding right into your mental reservoir. Hey, let's do more of this. I'm motivated by this. I feel the reward of it because of these hormones. And that's reinforcing this affirmation of your strength. This, I did it. Even if you're not consciously thinking, wow, I just did a great yoga class or a wonderful Peloton workout or a 3-mile hike, there is some subconscious recognition of that in these hormonal releases. And that's feeding into the mental strength being connected to your physical strength. We also know when you're physically strong, when you're exercising, when you're challenging yourself, which is really what strength comes from, is challenge. It helps us manage our stress, which of course is building our mental strength because our mental strength is really drained by an abundance of stress that we're not handling well. So if you are feeling heavy in your life right now, drained, Like you are just trying to manage your day and that's it. You're surviving, but you're not thriving because stress has probably drained you. It's really almost controlled you. And so when we build our physical strength, which builds our mental strength, we are no longer controlled by that stress. We can manage it. We can bounce back from it. And we are more capable of handling it. And in that, think about this. I know I did this just last week. You know, when you're feeling run down, you're not feeling as mentally strong, you're more likely to kind of catastrophize things. You know, it's just like a snowball effect. And that is stress when it's taking you beyond your best mental strength because you don't feel as resilient. So I'm not thriving. You're not thriving in those situations where we start to catastrophize things that are really not kind of worthy of that. And that is natural. So it's just good to know we're all going to have those moments. But, you know, just like the next day, I bounce back from it. And I'm hoping that's what you would do too. And this action, a reward cycle of building your mental strength through your physical strength helps you with that. So in short, you know, I'm going to talk about movement, movement, movement. Being physically strong creates mental strength. The body achieves what the mind believes. Remember that. It's a two-way street. Your body can continue the challenge if your mind has that, you know, for lack of a better word, that positive perspective. Like, I can do this. I'm going to try it. It might be a struggle, but I'm going to go for it. I'm going to have the courage and maybe seek encouragement from others, you know, to motivate myself so that I can thrive. So move, move, move. Even in these moments now, change of season, all those where you're feeling like you want to get in your pajamas at 4 o'clock, make sure that you've moved because you will be going into that loop to build that physical and mental strength that helps you thrive. One other thing I'll just mention is that challenge yourself. And it can be in such a small way. But when you challenge your brain, you're strengthening, you can help strengthen your body. And when you're challenging your body, you can help strengthen your brain. So more and more evidence is being shown that the neural connections in the brain are strengthened when you become stronger in your body. Now, how do you become stronger? You do need to challenge yourself. So if you're doing the same thing, same kind of workout every day, and by the way, if you are a LIT regular, you are not necessarily doing the same thing. We have a lot of inherent repetition that is built into the foundation of it, which brings us into our readiness, but then there's a lot of variability in how we get stronger, how we challenge ourselves, even doing things creatively on the mat. I know people will sometimes struggle with that. They get confused, they get frustrated, but that is a challenge. That is you stepping outside a comfort zone. And when you do that, it doesn't matter how well you do it, but just the process of doing it, you're already starting to thrive more than you would if you did the same thing day after day after day. So think of somebody who just gets on the treadmill, puts the 20-minute clock on or 30 minutes, watches a show. There's nothing wrong with that. You're moving, blood's flowing, you're taking in more oxygen, maybe getting your heart rate up a little bit, but it's very boring for your brain. And when your brain is bored, your body's pretty bored and vice versa. So throw a little bit of novelty in there, a little bit of challenge. If you haven't tried LIT yoga, this is exactly what we're doing. We're challenging the brain, strengthening the body, helping you thrive by stepping outside your comfort zone a little bit, because that's really when you develop those other qualities of strength associated with physical and mental strength, like, you know, resiliency and determination and discipline, all these great words, enthusiasm, like to actually, people get excited about practicing, just like they get excited about, you know, doing an Ironman or something. And you don't have to go all the way there, but Don't be afraid to challenge yourself because that is how you will thrive and not just survive. So I hope this helped you today. Just get, and that's the other thing. If you're feeling a little just dull and stuck and not strong and not like you're thriving, listen to some podcasts, watch a YouTube, find some people who are doing things that really inspire you and draw some of their energy. We really do get motivated by others. And so seeking, support, encouragement from family and friends, listening to people on podcasts, putting on amazing music and dancing, whatever to get you a little bit more enthusiastic and willing to challenge yourself and grow, do those things because that will help you believe in you and thrive. So get strong and let's all thrive together and know I'm pulling for you.